Proverbs 6:6-8 says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which, having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest." Ants work. They put in a full day, all day, every day. And I've seen verse 8 emphasized many times through the years, and it's important to note how that the ant doesn't go hungry, because in each colony, every ant does its part, and does its part to bring in the harvest. So there's no problem or lack of food. But I rarely hear verse 7 emphasized, and I believe it's equally important when read together. Verse 7 says, "Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest." Now, hard work is great, obviously. But can you work without having to be told what to do? I can tell you that few people that I've ever met just do what needs to be done unless someone is there to tell them every move to make. I've seen it on the job in my secular employment history. I've seen it in churches during work days or during mission projects where we've gone to help somebody else out somewhere else. And I've seen it, of course, at home with kids and their chores. And my parents would say, "Yeah, we lived with you, and you were one of those kids." And yes, I was. But when I got saved as a young adult and then moved out on my own more than 30 years ago, I began reading the Proverbs as I was counseled by elders at that time. And this idea of working hard and not having to be supervised all of the time and being babysat, it really stood out to me. I've had several jobs during my years of bivocational ministry, and in every case, my supervisors gave me good reviews because I worked like the ant. Since being saved, I've tried to be a good hard worker because I seek to fulfill this text that we're reading and ultimately to fulfill Colossians 3:22-24 as we're instructed. "Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." You see, if you work hard to please the Lord, then your supervisor ought to be pleased with you as well. If you're pleasing God, you ought to be pleasing them. And in a couple of cases, my supervisors told me that what they appreciated most about my hard work was that my job performance was rated high, because I also did what I was supposed to do without having to be told. And that they didn't have to be there to tell me every move to make, having no guide, overseer, or ruler. They didn't have to watch me and babysit me. And at the end of the day, they'd see a pile of work that I've got done, and it made their job easier, and it made their bosses happier too, by the way. So everybody was happy. Sadly, some people want that type of oversight. They want, for example, a controlling pastor who tells them every move to make. And I just won't be that kind of pastor, because I don't think that's biblical. And God wants to be your guide. I'm here to teach you so that you can develop your relationship with the Lord, and He and His Holy Spirit can lead you in your decisions and lead you in how to do, what to do, when to do it. And most Christians don't do what they should from day to day simply because they don't have someone right over top of them telling them to put down the remote, turn off the video game, shut off the internet. And if this describes you, there's nothing else that I can do or anyone else can do to help you. You must heed this biblical advice. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Remembering, as Romans 14:12 says, "So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God." That's something to think about.